On this 4th of July, we take a look at a New Hampshire connection to the Declaration of Independence. The National Archives in Washington, D.C. is home to the original copy of the Declaration, and just above the special bulletproof case containing that historic parchment is a mural unveiled in 1936 depicting the signers of the Declaration. The mural is by Barry Faulkner, an artist from Keene. Joining me now on Faulkner's life and career is Alan Rumrill. He's executive director of the Historical Society of Cheshire County. Alan, welcome.
Thank you very much.
The Declaration is one of Barry Faulkner's most prominent works. He also has a second mural at the National Archives depicting the signing of the Constitution. But where can we see some of his other works today?
Well, Barry Faulkner was a nationally known muralist during his time. He had a career of painting murals, and there are two of his murals here at the Historical Society of Cheshire County. There's one at Keene State College and one that he did for a bank here in town, Bank of America, today on Central Square. He also did the murals in the New Hampshire State House Senate Chamber. He did murals for the Aragon State House, the RCA building at Rockefeller Center in New York, the John Hancock building in Boston, and from Rome to Aragon.
There are colossal figures in American history in these murals. There's Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin. How did Faulkner prepare to paint these major figures?
Painting a mural was a long, long process. It took him 2 years to complete the National Archives murals. Often the first year chiefly involved research. So in this case, he actually went to the Librarian of Congress and tried to find out about the people who should be in the mural at the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and also the same for the Constitution. And then he had to try to find images of those people, if they were paintings and so forth. Obviously, there were no photographs at that time, but many of these statesmen had had their paintings done. In addition to that, he also had to find accurate clothing. So he searched for antique clothing that looked like something that they would have been wearing at the time. He had additional artists working with him on this research. And if they didn't, he simply went from written descriptions.
Barry Faulkner was born in 1881, and he got interested in painting when he was very young. But his father was not convinced that this was the right career path for his son. What did he want Barry to do?
His father wanted him to go to Harvard and to be a lawyer, but Barry wanted to be an artist. He began studying, actually, with another well-known artist, Abbott Thayer, when Barry was 16. He actually rode his bicycle from his family cottage at Silver Lake to Dublin Lake, where Abbott Thayer lived and worked, and studied with him. And then his father said, if you are that serious about studying art, if you will go to Harvard for 1 year and try it out, then if you don't like it, I will support your study of art. And Barry did. He kept his side of the deal. He went to Harvard for a year, and then he told his father, no, I still want to study art and become a muralist, and he did.
How is he remembered today in Cheshire County?
Barry is still a prominent figure here. He still has a lot of family members, nieces and nephews, who are in the area, and they have collections of Barry's work and his papers, many of which have been donated to the Historical Society and to the Thorne-Sagendorf Art Gallery. So there are occasional exhibits of Barry's pieces, and of course those four major murals keep him in the public eye, so he is still thought of fondly, and people still enjoy his work today.
Alan Rumrill is executive director of the Historical Society of Cheshire County. Alan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.